Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
I mentioned on the show yesterday that I thought today's show would suck because we'd be so tired. I think it was fine, but I'm tired.
I'm really tired.
Yeah, the day two, we were on adrenaline yesterday. Like, our company, honestly, if they're dragging us out and making us go that hard, that far away, in the desert, late at night, they should say take Monday off.
Oh, my friend texted me that exact thing.
Honest to God, I'm not even, I don't even like days off. And I would be like, no. But then I would go, well, the show, they're all exhausted, and then we'd probably do it. We'd probably, they'd say take Monday off. We'd record some content ahead of time, place it in that Monday show, so it wouldn't be a total loss for our listeners, and come in Tuesday and start the show.
I'd love that.
It's like the Super Bowl. You know, I don't know that Monday should be a national holiday, but I think it probably should be. Because everybody does it. You know, there are all these holidays. But yeah, we should have had the day off yesterday because my voice is even a little shot still 2 days later. It's not bad, but we work us to death far away, get dehydrated. Do you have to turn in your expenses?
Not yet.
Do you have one? Is there a limit on those? Scoot, did you get my expenses?
I did, yeah, I got it.
Is there a limit?
You're way past the limit.
Send it anyway.
I'm just kidding, it's fine. No, you're good. I think talent has a different limit versus production staff like myself.
But you're not talent.
No, when I'm there, I'm production staff. I do whatever they need. I'm basically like a PA for them.
So Scuba was driving the shuttle for a while.
This weekend?
What?
Yeah, but I was cool with that because normally I have to work the daytime stage, and it is hotter than hell out there.
It's true. I would have rather driven the shuttle, too,
yes,
than worked outside as a production assistant. But Scuba's like a big deal, right? But then out there, everybody gets...
Everyone's in the same plane. Our big boss, Jen, was like, I'll drive the SUV. I'm like, you're not driving the SUV. You have other things to do. I'll do it. Plus, we're looking at upgrading our vehicle to something bigger, so it's a nice chance for me to drive this car around. So I got out of the daytime stage. It's my win.
Oh, man.
He talked himself into that.
Yeah. Really convinced yourself that you were doing good.
I did.
And speaking of vocals, I had to go on vocal rest Saturday night.
Who put you on vocal rest?
He did.
Eddie.
Himself.
Anytime
you go to Vegas, though, you come back lunchbox and your voice is shot, and you go allergies every time.
No, but it's the dry air of Vegas.
It's a mix because you're yelling a lot.
Okay, but I also am in the dry air of Vegas and I have bad allergies.
But you even said your voice is
no,
not
but this
all
is
the way
my
back.
Voice right now. It's fine.
But that's what I'm saying. I went on vocal rest
no,
Saturday
but you lose
night.
It every time is my point. And you come back, you gamble and you scream the whole time, and you're like allergies.
Correct. What? I've never seen him so social in public than in Vegas. He talks to everyone.
He's drunk. He's half drunk.
Correct.
Because his wife and his kids aren't there.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, but also when you're gambling, that's the whole, it's fun to chat with people and have fun and live it up at the tables. That's what it's all about. And Eddie's like, no, dude, no one wants to talk. All they are there to do is make money. I'm like, no, that's not true. Like, people want to talk and have fun and like.
I mean, I think you're both right. Yeah. It just depends on the person. Everybody's there for a different reason.
Right. I think most people, the ones that are rubbing their heads at the table, they're not there to have fun. They're like, oh my gosh.
What's your favorite game to play in Vegas?
Me? Roulette.
You?
Craps and blackjack.
One.
He said one.
I'm starting to shift to where craps is the most fun.
But he thinks he's really good at blackjack, so that's why he likes it.
Blackjack, you can be a certain level of good. There is some luck involved, but you have to play right, and I know how to play, so yes. Eddie thinks you just go by your gut, which is totally crazy.
Yeah, he thinks he knows what the cards are.
No, you don't know what the cards are, but the mathematical situation is
This is us in Vegas arguing about this every time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you have 16 and the dealer's showing 18, Eddie's like, no, your gut just says stay.
But it's funny because
I'm like, no, you got to hit.
He always points to the upside down card. Says, right there, that's a 10. And I'm like, but you don't know that. And he says,
you're supposed to assume.
Right, correct. He goes, you assume it's a 10. And then they flip it over, it's a 3. He's like, yeah. Well, why did you assume it was a 10? It could be anything.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. This is what I'm saying.
I think his explaining it is funny, but he's right.
Right.
Principle.
I know there are rules to blackjack. I get it. Depending on what cards are showing and what
aren't. There are rules, but there are
mathematical statistics that tell you what you're supposed to do.
There's analytics that would lead you certain directions.
Can I say something, though, that he does? And I know 100% that people don't like this. He tells people at the table what to do.
Oh, people do not like that. Ray, why are you laughing?
Because he did it at my bachelor party, and it was so annoying.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Nope, don't tell people
what to do. It's their money.
Give an example.
Like, somebody's like, all right, you're showing this, and the dealer says, do you want another card or not? And he covers his mouth. I don't
say anything to people unless they ask.
But he covers his mouth.
So
like,
let me say this. Up until now, I've agreed with Lunchbox. He maybe has explained it in a way that didn't make a lot of sense, but I knew where he was going, and he just played right. Now, if you're saying this is true. I don't know that I can agree with him about his style of play.
This is how it works. If they ask the dealer, oh, what should I do? Or they ask the table, like, oh, what should I do? Because they're conflicted. I'd be like, I would hit.
Ray, what do you think? Does he do it unsolicited?
Yes, and he also, to this last time, he would actually tap the table to tell the person next to him to hit.
No, that was a joke because he had an Astros hat on, and so we were joking about the Astros, and so I was banging like they did the trash cans.
But what you were still telling him to hit.
He knew how to play. He didn't need me to tell him. It was just being funny. So, yes.
Is funny better than funny?
Yes, I was banging the table as an Astros joke. And here's the thing. If you ask any dealer I play with, they love when I sit at the table because I know exactly what I'm doing. I know how to play, and I'm good at it. And they tell you, this guy knows how to play.
He's good at it. This is what I led with.
How much did you win?
This weekend, I ended up coming home down 300.
Wait, you said coming home down, wait, what?
300.
So you lost 300.
Yeah.
That's a weird way to say it.
But you know what you're doing.
No, I did.
How much money did you win, though, at one point?
I was up like $1,400.
And you came home
negative?
He's
good at blackjack, though.
Yikes. Yeah, I lost it on roulette. I was trying to go big on roulette to, you know, make it a real big payday and didn't hit. Happens. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I played the whole weekend for $300. Eddie, how much you lose?
I lost like $300.
Okay. And Eddie gambled for 10 minutes. I gambled the whole weekend.
No, I gambled for 2 days.
Are you guys competitive about
luck and gambling? He's just mad because I play certain games and I'm kind of
cocky.
Like, I'm cocky. Sure. But I play blackjack and I know how to play. And I'm sorry. Like, if someone doesn't know how to play at the table, I don't tell them. I just get up and leave. Like, if they don't want to.
No. You make noises, though. Like, if he doesn't.
What's a noise?
Go ahead.
I have no idea.
Yes. If somebody does something that's not part of the blackjack rules or whatever, I'm going to cash out. Oh, he does stuff like that.
That's so annoying.
It's okay. It's my money.
Absolutely. I'm not saying it's wrong.
And sort of like if they're sitting there and they're like, they're debating whether they're going to hit. Let's say I have a $50 bet out there and they have a $10 bet. And they're just like, oh my gosh.
But their bet doesn't affect you unless you're counting cards. You're only playing against the dealer.
Their cards do affect the table.
Unless you're counting cards, no, but they don't. Unless you're actually doing accounting-ish version where you know that tens or jacks, queens, kings, and it, because again, I studied a bit of really elementary card counting and I sucked at it. So unless you're doing that, it doesn't affect it.
It absolutely does.
Especially if it's a three deck shoot.
So, are you card counting, Lunchbox?
So if they don't hit, if they don't want to hit, I will offer here's $10 to hit, and I'll take over your hand.
See, this is what I'm saying.
But that's annoying. But
they're just trying to play.
But if he's actually thinking he can make money on them because it's them versus the dealer,
right?
It's not really affecting Lunchbox's hand. Like, he shouldn't get up and leave.
No, it is, because if they don't take the hit, if let's say I'm doubling down, if I have 11 and they don't hit on their card. And they don't.
But you don't know what's coming next, right, unless you're counting the cards.
Right. Exactly. But let's say they take the five, the next card, I get my 10.
But they can take a 10. You have no idea what
you're right.
That relationship of two cards. It doesn't matter. I'm not arguing this.
But the analytics.
Yes.
How much did you win?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, Bones.
What did you gamble?
But I didn't just win gambling. I won betting games as well.
Right.
Right.
That's gambling.
Yeah, that's gambling.
I'm talking about on the tables gambling.
Not table gambling, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Eddie said you hit 8 reds in a row.
I hit 8 of 10 reds, so that story's not exactly
fully better.
Accurate. Eddie walked up, and I came off the roulette table, and I played 10 and hit 8 out of 10. But I didn't do anything to win that. I mean, that's just sheer luck.
That's great.
So, but it was good. I think I won most of my money betting games, lost some playing craps, won a bunch playing roulette, and then won betting games.
Did you find your bet slips?
Here's what happened. I made 5 bets. Couldn't find the slips.
Like Amy, if you lose those, that's it. I mean, they're gone.
Yeah. I took pictures of them, but that doesn't matter. But I lost them. But I took pictures, so when I went over and did work, I could look back at my slips to see where I was in my games. And so I texted Eddie. I lost my bet slips. Couldn't find them for an hour. And then I did the thing where I go, okay, where would I put them? If it were me and I were going back, where would I put them? And I looked everywhere I would have put them and couldn't find them. And the hotel room's only so big. I don't know what the room, kind of room the company put you guys in, but I had like a corner room with like the living room and the
bedroom.
Oh, no,
I didn't have a living room. No.
Oh, no, I just had a shower and a bed.
Mine was like an efficiency.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't even have a closet.
Well, I searched the 3 rooms inside of our room.
Okay, 3 rooms.
I didn't pay for it. I don't know. I just showed up. And couldn't find them anywhere. Every pants pocket, everywhere that I would have put them to be safe. Looked under things.
I would have a heart attack.
And I asked Caitlin, I said, hey, can you look? I'll look in this room. You look in that room. We'll go look in this room. And it's just teared apart. I said, because there's some, I won money. So we look. And she goes, and you've looked in everything. You looked in, she goes, you know, you had to put them somewhere safe. Like, you checked your shoes. I checked every single shoe. Because I brought like 5 pair of shoes with me. And she was like, you've gone all, and I grabbed a shoe again. And I put it so deep in the shoe to make sure it was safe and nobody stole it that I found them deep in the toe of a shoe.
You hid them in a shoe?
Rolled them up, pushed them in a shoe.
Wow.
She even now knows what I'm doing. Even when I can't remember what I did.
That's pretty cool.
I'm not losing it. Eddie thinks I'm losing it in general because I lost the slips. I'm not losing it. A chip flew out of my bag on the casino floor.
No, you were pulling chips out of your pocket.
Is that what it was, pocket?
That was crazy, man, because like Amy, he's pulling. He's like, dude, check it out. This is crazy. It was a hot and roulette. And he pulls out his chips to show me, and I'm like, wow, that's really cool. And then some guy comes up and says, hey.
Well, we start walking off.
Some guy's like, hey, sir, you dropped a $100 chip.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a
stranger.
Wow. That's nice of that stranger.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's super nice.
Because, I mean, one time I found 140 in cash on the ground. I went right to the roulette wheel, put it on red, and hit.
Yeah, but you found it right on the ground. You didn't know whose it was.
Right.
Yeah, he saw me drop it and was like, hey, man, okay. You dropped that and handed it to me. I was like, oh, wow, thanks, man.
But he didn't have to say anything.
He
let you walk away.
He could have.
That's his money.
But here's the thing. I'll be honest. I think they would have busted him because all those cameras.
I don't know. I would have never said anything. I wouldn't have known.
But I think they would have seen him pick it up and try to go bet it, and they would have.
You think?
Oh man!
However,
they are on top of things.
If you find just a chip on the casino floor, that's finders keepers, right?
Right, but I think with all those cameras,
I don't think finders keepers ever a real rule,
I think it is one that
people abide by.
But there's no way to.
Yeah, I mean,
say who's.
But I'm saying
it's interesting. I don't know
how
they
wouldn't approach you. How'd you find that? Well, finders keepers. I think they just probably let it go.
It's like, well. I mean, my cousin's husband was playing in Colorado one time, and he was playing craps, and he was had all these chips, and he was rolling the dice, and all of a sudden security just tackles the dude next to him, and he was like, "What is going on?" The guy next to him, every time he would roll, would reach over and take his chips, and put them in his stack.
He was stealing the chips.
Yeah, and so then
that's pretty cool.
I mean, it was such. He was like, "I had no idea because I would be rolling, and he'd reach underneath me." and put chips in his stack.
And they were watching that close.
And they were watching that close. Sure.
That's,
and so
that's cool they caught him.
They caught him, and what they did is they gave every single chip that guy had, my cousin's husband got.
Someone who finds lost property is entitled to keep it unless the original owner comes to claim it.
Right, and finders you can't chip.
But if I'd have been like, I lost it. Yeah, I think he just had it. He just could have kept it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Eddie told me I was losing it between the bet slips and the money, the chips coming out.
You're losing stuff.
But it's a good. I didn't gamble that much. I bet on some games and went down like twice. I'm not a big gambler anymore. I'll go just to hang out if I got time to kill. There for a long time, I wasn't gambling at all because I was just so, I was in it. I was playing poker. I was doing everything. Lunchbox and I were just flying to Vegas.
It's so fun.
We just
man.
Go 6-7 times a year. Like, you want to go gamble? Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Sometimes we wouldn't see each other for 2 days because we'd just be gambling.
That's crazy.
I really don't have like the itch to just to go and gamble. If we're killing time, I'll gamble a little bit. But it's also like if I lose money, I'm like, I could have bought some shoes.
That's what I always think.
Yeah.
Like if my kids ask me like, oh, can I have this? It's $300. I'd be like, you're crazy. You're out of your mind. But I just threw it away in like one day in Vegas.
Or you could have made double
exactly.
Up.
That's what I always think
but
when I go.
But odds are you're not going to double right. up. And you can be good at something and also lose $300.
We just found out.
Yeah.
It happens. But not mad about it.
I wouldn't be mad about it either. But also, I'm not good at gambling.
But it's also entertainment.
Absolutely.
Like, you're paying for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But then Scuba, he played for, 20 minutes, and he won some good money.
Did you?
I double-plussed. And so I had $100, and I put it on red to their what do you call that?
Tradition?
Roulette?
Yeah, tradition, whatever. I put $100, lost it immediately. I'm like, crap. But I saw that it was black 29, which is my birthday. I have specific numbers that I always play. I never do a color. So I went and got another $100, and I started playing my numbers. I won.
You hit numbers?
I won. I kept hitting all
numbers.
My numbers.
Wow.
My numbers. I don't ever do colors. I only do numbers. And I kept hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting. And then I was like, give me a sign of when I should stop. The next number that hit, my ex-wife's birthday. And I'm like, get me the hell out of here.
I didn't know you were so weird about numbers and like,
oh, yeah.
Signs.
It was like he saw a ghost, Bones. He was like,
oh, 26.
Cash me out. That's my ex-wife's birthday.
And he told the dealer, it's my ex-wife's birthday.
I'm out. And they were like, keep playing. And we sat there and watched. And every number after that would have been numbers against me. And I would have kept losing. And I probably would have broke even. But I didn't. Cashed out. And I won, I think, like $300.
You came out ahead 300?
Ahead 300.
Nice job.
Yeah. After tipping the dealer and all that stuff.
And he throws in the dealer tip. Look at him.
It's called karma. So I always take care of those around me.
You didn't give me any money. I was around you.
You're the one that told me to put it on red and told me to keep playing. So no, I'm not giving you anything.
And I tried to steer you to a different table because
exactly. He's like, don't play this one because it has three greens. That means nothing to me.
No, it does. Your percentages go down.
Doesn't matter.
Winning.
It doesn't matter.
Okay,
I played
you're right.
I won.
You're right.
Your table was a loser table, so that's why I don't listen to you.
Did I go play at the table? No, EJ played. But Bobby, would you tell him? Just tell him statistically, it was smarter for him to walk over to the table with two greens. Instead
well, you
of
can
three.
Win different money. Like, let's say you bet the green. The odds are up if you want to bet green.
But he's not
table.
Betting green. That's what I was numbers. Trying to let him know. Yeah. That I was just letting him know his odds were worse. And he was like, it doesn't make a difference. I'm like, okay. All right.
And it didn't because I won a bunch.
And maybe so. It wasn't. I don't know. I didn't see the table. Maybe it wasn't 36-1 on the red, black individual numbers since there were more green. Maybe it was better than that.
No, it's the same. They sneak that green in there for people that don't pay attention. Because I hit it one time last year and I landed on palm tree. And I was like, palm tree? What does that mean? They're like, it's just a third green, man. And I'm like, oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Don't do that again.
They got you. Yeah, I didn't see that table. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Well, anyway, we had a fun trip.
A lot of fun.
We didn't. It sucked. But we did a couple fun things. But it sucked.
Yeah.
It's the worst because you just go and you get dehydrated and the show's cool.
Your feet hurt.
Show's awesome.
The show's cool, but it's just all the stuff that we have to do around it. Like if you could ever go to the show, if you're just a listener, it's awesome.
I mean, you see some people you know. I mean.
And together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That first night, Lionel and Morgan Wallen were the two that got everybody up the most and loudest.
And Pitbull, Dale.
Oh, I wasn't there for that, and I'm not a big
awesome.
Pitbull fan.
It was amazing,
so.
Dude.
It was very entertaining.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was watching the show, and I went to Southwest app to see how much tickets to Miami would be. I'm like, I want to go to Miami.
To go watch right Pitbull?
Now. Again. Let's go again with Pitbull and his whole crew.
He starts following him on the road.
Dude, it was so good.
Ray, were you jealous you couldn't go?
I had FOMO, but then I knew it was really hot out there because I'd just been out there, and you guys were working constantly. It's a busy schedule.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks.
So then I lost all the FOMO.
We go, and they're like, okay. I give you one sad sob story that's not very sad and sobby, but I was just irritated. They're like, okay, you have a shoot, and we're going to shoot this thing for a big client. You have your hair done. You need to have makeup because it's TV cameras. You need to be dressed because it's going to be camera ready. Camera ready means you got to look tip-top, A, presentable, because somebody important is watching it. Either it's on TV or it's using a promo video. Like, la, la, la. Great. So before that, go swing by and get your COVID test. Okay, cool. COVID, still a thing, I guess. Sure. Not really to me, but sure, right? So I go by and They're like, you're going to go to VIP testing because we got to get you in and out. I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, nice, cool. Give me a little coffee maybe, a little Starbucks. And we go and walk out. I was like, well, this is not very VIP. It's outside in a parking lot. And I'm like, okay, well, I get it. I'll go and get the test. And we're probably at air-conditioned tent. No, I just sit in the parking lot. And that's okay, but they have me at camera ready. So I'm sweating through the makeup.
It was hot.
The back of my shirt's got a big sweat ring in it. And I get it. I guess I can't be on camera. My back can't be seen on camera. There's a huge sweat ring in it. And so I'm sitting there. I sit here next to a trash can. And so I start taking pictures of the stuff. And I'm like, this is my VIP trash can. I was just a child at that point. But I don't even care if I was in shorts and a cutoff. But they were like, get camera. I spent all this time having to get ready for this thing. And I was like melting. Like makeup's melting off my face. And then I asked my friends, like, hey, how was your COVID test? They were like, fine. We walked into the hotel, got our test, went and got a Starbucks, walked around, the air conditioned. I'm like, wait, hold on. You did what?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we got in the hotel.
I was so confused why you went to a parking lot.
Yeah, we were opposite of VIP, and ours was air conditioned.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Was it opposite day? Nobody told me it was opposite day.
Like, I mean, it was a great little nice ballroom. You
nice
walk
chairs
in.
To wait
oh,
on.
Oh, very nice chairs. And you didn't have to wait right there. You could go gamble while you waited if you wanted to.
What the?
Yeah, man. Not to make you more mad, but yeah.
I wasn't even mad about having to go there. It was just the fact that I had to get ready and spend all that time. And then you just sit on the sun and it all sweats and melts off of you.
Yeah.
So
I didn't sweat.
There are people with bigger problems. I don't even know if there are, I'll be honest with you. I think that's the biggest problem anybody's ever had.
That's a big one.
That one. okay, look. We got a couple things we're going to mention here. And then we're going to call this a day. I think I'm done with this sheet. Mike, we're all good on this sheet. If you want to go watch Amy's show in Wichita, she's doing a live podcast. Amy, what do you want to say?
Well, it's Saturday, November 5th, and it'll be at night, like you said, in Wichita at Century 2 Theater. And it's just going to be a really evening of exploration. I'll say that.
We're going to
be
dirty. Eyes wide wow. shut. Remember
a
that?
Bunch of dudes show up.
Whenever I talk about it, I feel like hey. It feels so serious.
I want to explore.
But it'll also be fun, too. But just like it's a four things podcast. So the four main things are living life, getting unstuck, making a move, and showing up. So those are the four areas we'll cover, and there'll be experts on hand and listener Q&A or live
it
listener Q&A.
It sounds more like a health fair. I would it does. I would position it like this.
Health fair.
Yeah, there's like there'll be experts. You can ask your question. Then you go to the tent. This tent talks about arthritis.
Not like
I would
that.
Just say we're doing a live podcast at this place. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It starts to sound like you're like, you know, there's going to be we're going to talk about tendonitis. We're going to spend some time really
fun. By experts,
time.
I mean a therapist.
Yeah, but I'm saying you got to sell, you got to sizzle it. It's got to be sizzle. Like it's going to be so much fun.
It
you
will
guys
be
come
fun.
Out. Yes. You'll come, you'll laugh, you'll have a great time. You'll also learn something.
Okay.
That sounds good.
It's a podcast event. We've never done this first time ever. Like you got to do that because I know it's going to be cool, but when you explain it, I'm like, oh, I'd probably like, oh, I don't know about it. If I want to go and, you know, hear about it.
But if people listen to my podcast, that's a lot of what it is. So.
Yeah, but you want anybody to come.
Okay,
you want anybody that listens to the show to come.
Okay.
Anybody that even sees your thing, man, it's going to be awesome. So much fun. Yeah. It's a live podcast.
There is fun surprises, too. I've been working on it, and I finally got them all in. There's four surprises, and I just got them, and they're very good.
So there you go. Go. What's the ticket site?
Selectaseat.com/Amy.
There you go. You should go to that show. And as far as Vegas goes for me, I'll be back December 3rd.
No, third. The date again.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's a Saturday night. We were just going to do one show. I was just surprised the Wynn even was like, hey, come play the theater. It's the Encore Theater at the Wynn, the big theater there. And it sold out. I was even more surprised it was sold out. But people are selling the tickets for like 3 and 4 times the amount, and people are buying them. Don't buy them. So we're trying. We're almost there to be able to do the night before, which is a Friday night. If so, I'll tell you soon. I hope you come. I hope we get to do it. Eddie will be there. We're doing, if we can do two shows, Raging Idiots will do a little set in the middle. It's my comedically inspirational show. It's going to be super funny. And we'll talk about tendonitis.
It sounds like a health fair.
Yeah. George Burge will be opening. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Okay, that's it. We got to go. I got to do an interview. Somebody's interviewing me, so I'm going to go hop over and do that. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at betterhelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.